Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Reports of this very, very strange meeting at Mar-a-Lago between Donald Trump, Ye, as in Kanye, as well as a well-known anti-Semite, Nick Fuentes, I think that's how you pronounce his name, is very, very strange. We wanted to get a little bit more information about that. Jonathan Feldstein is the founder of Genesis 123 Foundation. Jonathan, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. It's a pleasure to be joining you from Israel.
So it's a strange one because in some ways I've had this absolute desire to sit down with Kanye and actually just have a conversation. Maybe thinking I could show him the error of his ways, but at the same time knowing that he needs to sort himself out first. Donald Trump, however, not being Jewish, connected with all sorts of maybe less favorable people, for him to have done this is strange, isn't it?
Well, it's very strange. I had a podcast episode on my Inspiration from Zion podcast a week or two ago dissecting the whole Kanye West situation. And I'm not surprised that Donald Trump is having lunch or dinner with Kanye West, albeit as much of an anti-Semite and imbalanced as he is. The addition of Nick Fuentes seems to me, as you said, strange. One would think that a former president of the United States would know who he's having a meal with, especially as he's the only declared candidate for president in 2024. And images should matter, but maybe for Donald Trump they don't. I don't understand, but it just adds to the strangeness of it all.
So who is this Fuentes?
So I'll be honest, I was in the States, I'm back home in Israel now. I was in the U.S. when all of this blew up. Mm-hmm. I had never heard of the guy before.
Oh, sorry, I hadn't either.
Yeah, I had never heard of him. He's an anti-Semite. He's a white supremacist, which, by the way, all the more is interesting that he and Kanye West have a relationship, because if he's a true white supremacist, he really doesn't give a whole lot of credence to Kanye West as a black man to begin with. And he's a Holocaust denier, and he's a rabid anti-Semite. I had not heard of him. I don't know his reach. I just find that this is a strange thing that Kanye West shows up to the president's home with a friend in tow. And by the way, Donald Trump still has Secret Service. So how it is that someone as unbalanced as the both of them are showing up for lunch or dinner with the former president of the United States, as unbalanced as he may be, seems that there are a lot of inappropriate things that happened.
So do we buy the Trump's explanation that he thought Kanye was coming on his own? It doesn't make sense to me. You know, as you said, given his stature, Donald Trump, you don't just bring a plus one to a lunch, surely.
Probably not. And also, I would imagine that if I were showing up to have lunch with the former president at his estate and bringing you, Howard, I would probably have to have you on a security list being vetted. But let's be gracious, let's be generous and say he didn't know that this guy was coming. Nevertheless, even if he didn't and didn't know who the man was, when he found out who the man was, then would be the appropriate time to utter two words that really would have been appropriate, which is saying, I'm sorry. And Donald Trump doesn't have a history of doing that. And the fact, you're right, Donald Trump isn't Jewish, but his daughter and son-in-law and grandchildren are. My goodness, this is a guy who I don't know about Jared Kushner's actual family in Europe during the Holocaust, but I have to venture that, like myself, he lost family, and this is a guy who's denying that. And it's just shocking to me that Trump would be so clueless and so arrogant to have such a person join him, realize the mistake, even if he actually did make a mistake, and not have a little contrition and say, you know what, I'm sorry, this is a learning experience, it won't happen again.
well, we've never seen that side of Donald Trump yet. Contrition and, you know, something, you know, acknowledging having made a mistake. So we don't expect to see it now. But do you think that there was some form of, to give him the benefit of the doubt, some form of naivety that he thought he could help or assist Kanye to change his direction? Or was this actually more about convincing Kanye not to try and stand for 2024 as a presidential candidate?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I hadn't considered either of those. First of all, I personally don't suspect that the issue of Kanye's anti-Semitism was even on the agenda, but I could be wrong on that. And as far as Kanye West running for president, look, I work with Christians, I spoke with a lot of senior Christian leaders. I would safe to say that most of them, to the extent that Donald Trump was new and novel in 2016 and he was even supported in 2020, most of the people with whom I spoke, and I don't know that that's a representative sample, are done with the Donald Trump new toy and looking for someone better. And Kanye West is just an unbalanced nutcase. Mm. He could run for president, but there are many, many, many more substantial people, on the Republican side who probably will be running for president that Donald Trump should be more concerned about. I think that what we saw is Donald Trump, the narcissist, Donald Trump who considers people who don't criticize him his friends, and therefore a social lunch, and this guy Nick Fuentes came along under Kanye's hashkacha, if you will, if we borrow the Jewish the kosher term, and that was sufficient enough for Donald Trump to say, here's another guy who's going to support me for president.
Yeah, it's quite possible. Mavis listening in says Jared Kushner's grandparents are in fact Holocaust survivors. So your feeling around that would make perfect sense.
Mm. I knew that. I just forgot. You're right.
Mm. Mm.
And if his grandparents were survivors, then naturally he had great grandparents and great uncles and aunts who were not survivors.
Right. Absolutely right. So and one has to wonder what the reaction of his daughter is, as well as son-in-law. They have distanced themselves from him politically already, which is also interesting, where they're saying, you know, they're not getting involved in this next political adventure, whatever that would be. They're going to focus on other things. And there is a very clear message as well, I think, from the family to say just enough. You know, he needs to stop this.
Well, apparently Jared and Ivanka Trump Ivanka Kushner have diminished their involvement in public when Trump announced his candidacy for re-election. They were not present. And if you don't know, in America last Thursday, they celebrated Thanksgiving, which is a secular federal holiday, the big family day. My question would be, were Jared and Ivanka with Donald and the extended family, or do they choose to be elsewhere?
Yeah, very, very interesting indeed. And it'll be fascinating to see where this goes. Jonathan Feltin, founder of Genesis 123 Foundation, talking about Kanye West's visit, and as well as this white supremacist, to former U.S. President Donald Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago.